Starting off with Reading Royals. My name's Katie Hooper. I'm up in the commentary box with you, taking you through all of the events today. What you're going to see here is a technical routine, and the athletes are required to do 6 different technical elements that have to be done, 5 of them in a certain order. So we'll be talking you through those as we go through the session today. Coming up now for the Barracuda. Oh, and what a shame about the timing on that. It's really important that the swimmers have full concentration and are counting every beat of the music. I think they'll be a little bit disappointed with that timing area. They need to get this back together now. Synchronization is really important. 30% of the total score goes towards execution. So those judges will have their BDIs out for synchronization. Coming into another required element here, this is the Nova. And now look out for a spin of 2 rotations before the ankles. It's really, really difficult to do because not only do the swimmers have to make sure they're spinning on the vertical line, but they also need to be facing the right direction at the right time and stay in formation. That's the jump lift, another one of the required elements. So every team you see in this event will have a jump lift. Swimmers aiming to get their athlete who's jumping as high as possible off that lift, and at no point are they allowed to touch the bottom of the pool. Another required element, one of the most difficult ones I think in this routine, because the athletes have to do a full twist with both legs out of the water above their knees. Really hard to do halfway through the performance when these swimmers are getting very, very tired now. Can they hold it together, this last portion of the routine? Look out for the number of different pattern formations that you see. Look out for the amount of travel that the swimmers are doing around the pool as you watch this event today. The team from Reading at the bottom of their 3rd length of the pool now. And this is the cadence action. It's the only part of the routine that is allowed to be unsynchronized. Into the final section. Synchronization's getting a little bit better. They've got to keep their concentration now. Yeah, well done to the team from Reading. I'm really glad that that last figure was they kind of pulled it back together and they ended on a high note. I think there was a couple of iffy moments in there. But a great swim from the team from Reading. They took a bronze medal yesterday after the combination team routine, which they were really pleased about.